If you turn with me in the Word of God, please, to 1 John chapter 3, and the verses 1 through to 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Well, just to leave these three verses with you and a few thoughts upon them as we come to the table this evening. We have for us described what saints are presently, what you are now in the Lord Jesus Christ, and what are saints now. Well, the first thing that I would draw your attention to is that they are beloved. You're loved of God. It says there, verse 2, beloved. And what does John mean when he says beloved? Well, he's saying in verse 1 about the Father's love. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. And so we're beloved. And it's the love of the Father. And it's the love of the Father for you that's given to you, Jesus Christ, sent his Son into the world. It's the love of the Father that has called you in the gospel and drawn you to Christ so that you believe in him. Why do you believe in him? Because of the Father's love for you in your life. There's something marvelous about this love, because you see how the apostle phrases it? What manner of love? It's marvelous, in other words, he's saying. This is powerful love. This is love that's out of this world and beyond wonders. That we, us sinful men, bestowed upon us sinners. What kind of love is this? So a saint is beloved of God. And this table is a reminder tonight that we are loved of God. But not only is a saint one who is loved by God, a saint is also one who is related to God, because it says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. This is what we are. What is a child of God now? He's a child of God. He's a son of God. And verse 1, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And you know, it's a wonderful thing to be brought into God's family and to be loved by God as a heavenly Father. What manner of love is this that brings sinners in the grace of adoption into the divine family? We're loved and we're in the family. But you know, there's something else about the saint now in this present life, not only beloved and related to God, but it says there that we are rejected by the world. Yes, brought into God's family and related to the Heavenly Father, but rejected by the world. That's why he says here, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not. Doesn't know us. What does that mean? Well, it doesn't own us, it doesn't love us, doesn't acknowledge us, it doesn't really want to have anything to do with us because of our relationship to God. The world doesn't love the Father, and therefore the world's not going to love his children. Just like the world didn't love the Son of God, the world rejected the Son of God. And the Lord Jesus says, the world hated me, it'll hate you. And so this is what we are now as saints in this world. We're loved by the Father, we're related to God the Father, but the world doesn't want to know us, and it rejects us. And especially whenever we begin to take our stand for our Heavenly Father in righteousness and morality, when we take our stand for God, the world doesn't like it, and it opposes us. So the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. So that's what saints are now. But we're also told here what saints shall be, what they shall be. And verse 2, it says there, beloved, now are we the sons of God, It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. So in this present world, although we are beloved and related to God and rejected by the world, yet in this present world, it's also not known what we shall be. We're Christians, but we're nothing like what we're going to be. By looking at us, it can't be seen what we shall be. So there's something lacking in us now, but in a future time, at the end of the world, and whenever we're all with the Lord, we shall be like him. That's what we're going to be like. We're going to be like Christ. That's the future hope. Because he's brought us into the family of God, and he's going to make us like the elder brother. So we're not like Christ now, sadly. We try to be. There may be some likeness in some things, and of that we're glad. And we hope there's an increasing likeness. But really, we're just far off the mark. We're not like Christ, really. There's so much sin that we see and so many things of deformity that disappoint us when we see our hearts. And we just know we're not like the Savior. But we shall be. One day we shall be. And this table is a promise of that. It's a seal and a sign that the Lord will be faithful and keep his word. And one day we shall be like him. And then the third thing is, how? When and how will that be? Well, it tells us we shall be like him when we shall see him as he is. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. So there are two things there. There's first of all, when we shall be like Christ. When are we going to be like the Lord? When he shall appear. And that means when he comes back again. And you remember how we are to keep this table until the Lord comes, until he appears. And every month and every time we meet, we're waiting for his appearing. And we keep this. And one day we won't have to keep it anymore because he will appear. And when he appears, we will be like him. And how will that take place? Well, the text tells us, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For, this is how it takes place, for we shall see him as he is. So there's something going to take place whenever the Lord appears and his people are raised from the dead and they see him. There's something powerful going to take place through the operation of the Holy Spirit. As we see Christ, we're going to be like him. It's a mighty work of glorification. And so that's the third thing, when and how this change shall come about. And then the last thing is verse 3. What should the hope of this do in the saint? He that is beloved of God, he that is related to God, he that is hated by the world, he that has the hope that he's going to be like Christ one day, how should that affect us now, that hope? And John says here in verse 3, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And so that's what that hope causes. It causes us to desire to be godly and to desire to be holy, to desire to be cleansed from all our sins and to be washed and to have a heart like him. And we know what we shall never be like him until we see him, but in the hope of that, we make the effort. We endeavour the work of sanctification. And we use the means of grace, and we pray, and we come to the fountain, and we ask for the Holy Spirit, and we hear the word of God, and we try to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. We endeavor those things because of the hope that is in us. May the Lord bless these words to all your hearts for his name's sake.